Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want on this live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark is in the studio with me. I'm Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey,
you watched a movie today that you really enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. I saw Jupiter Ascending. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It was by the... You tell me these guys' names.
The Wachowski brothers?
Wachowski brothers, okay.
I hadn't even heard of it until you walked in the studio today.
Those are the fellas that did Matrix.
Yes.
And I know that they had some role in this. I'm not entirely sure if they're, like, what the role was.
Director and writer, which was their role in the Matrix as well.
So I thought it was a really great movie. Matrix is hard to compare to, but if Matrix is 5 stars, which I believe it is, then I'm going to give this 4.5 stars.
That's a pretty big number of stars there, 4.5. Now, I mean, you're not taking points off for very much in that case.
You need to consider where I'm coming from. You know, like I'm a guy, so I like my guy movies. And I thought
like the Marvel movies. You've been watching a lot of Marvel movies recently.
That's pretty much the only reason I'll go to a movie theater, but I did see a preview for this.
At a Marvel movie?
At The Hobbit.
Oh.
So I saw The Hobbit in IMAX. The preview for this looked good, and I decided I should see something besides these rehashed things I've been watching.
Yeah.
You know, because all the Marvel and The Hobbit stuff.
The old stories.
Yeah, they're old stories.
Childhood or whatever.
Yeah. And I enjoy them. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not going to stop seeing them or anything like that. But
well, okay, so was this better than the Marvel movies you've watched?
It was better than some of the Marvel movies.
In the last year?
But better than some of the Marvel movies. Okay. I'd say that Guardians of the Galaxy was on par with this.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain America Winter Soldier was on par with this.
Okay.
I'm still of the opinion that the first Iron Man was on par with Matrix. So I would call that 5 stars. Those others, what I call 4.5s.
And do you want to summarize what this movie's about without spoiling it?
There's a gal who, her genetics are very, very important, and she's basically born space royalty, but she's a maid, but turns out she's space.
Well, Cinderella story.
In some ways it is. I really hate...
With things that go boom.
Right. Lots of booming things. And they're done very, very well.
In space.
Yeah. It's done very, very well. But
Cinderella in space.
I hate the easy... princess prince thing that's done so often in storytelling. This person's significant because they were born to royalty or whatever. Like Neo, he's the one, right? Like somehow you're born into being the special thing. I'm not of that opinion in life. I think you make yourself special, not you're
well,
born
wasn't
special.
Wasn't that the message of The Matrix to some extent? That Neo wasn't really the one, that anyone could have been the one?
I don't know that that's the case. No, I don't think so. I think that Darth Vader had the extra midichlorians, so did Luke Skywalker. Okay. You know, and Neo is basically born that way, too. So, I mean, that's just...
It's been a long time since I've seen the Matrix movies.
Yeah.
You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. We can talk about anything tonight. Mark,
I wasn't expecting to talk about that.
I know, but it actually ties into your topic, a sci-fi bookstore. So this looks like a sci-fi movie. I have not seen it.
It's
watched
very
the
sci-fi,
preview.
Sure.
But, you know, space, that spaceships, things going boom. That's pretty much sci-fi.
It's set current day, but it's science fiction.
It's more like, maybe action sci-fi or something like that. But were there, like, Matrix-y kind of camera shots and, like, really cool stuff that make you go, wow, or has it all been done? You know?
I think that the Matrix camera shots have all been done.
Right.
There's a lot of great CG in this. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll be disappointed in the visuals. They are impressive. But, I mean, we've moved from the realm of those the stop frame things that they did in Matrix to the realm
bullet
of CG.
Time.
Yeah,
it's
amazing stuff.
Yeah.
It was really fantastic.
15 years ago.
More than that, like 17 years ago or something. This has been a long time.
But you've got a story about a sci-fi bookshop that has, they're going to be closing their doors very soon due to a minimum wage hike. And where is this? California? Oregon?
Yeah, San Fran. This is actually from KGO.
Well, hold on. We'll get into that here in a moment. We've got Jeff. He's on the line in Portland, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live in Oregon. That Portland. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, speaking of, you really need to be on the air up here. I don't know why you guys aren't, but anyway. That's
call your local station. Ask nicely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I was just wanting to vent a little bit. I'm really quite upset about the Ross Ulbricht verdict.
Ross Ulbricht. Sure, hold that thought for just a moment here. Ross Ulbricht, for our listeners who do not know Mark, how would you explain Ross Ulbricht?
He apparently is the guy that was the mastermind behind the Silk Road Marketplace. He created a website that was difficult to find on the internet and much more difficult to figure out who was running it, where people could anonymously trade things. And when you can anonymously trade things, the chances are good the black market things are going to be the things that people are trading, because they can trade they can trade other stuff elsewhere. So they were trading, you know, drugs and IDs and things like that on Silk Road, and they were doing it for Bitcoin. It was largely anonymous, and things were going along swimmingly, but apparently he made some coding errors or something.
There were some mistakes, some pretty big mistakes more than coding errors, and ultimately he ended up getting convicted, although the trial was full of nonsense where the defense got screwed over by the judge multiple times, witnesses being thrown out, them not getting the witness list in advance before the weekend before the trial. That's when they got their witness list from the prosecution.
Yeah,
so many different things.
If you're going to send a person to prison for life, you ought to give them the little leeway as far as their trial goes.
The jury was threatened with sequestering and restrictions if the activists that were there continued to do jury nullification outreach.
People couldn't protest outside the courtroom.
Yeah. So he was convicted and maybe spending the rest of his life in prison. Jeff, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just thinking about it, and there's a couple of things that, I mean, he really revolutionized a few things and made things so much better for everybody, but, I mean, just a couple of things, like, if I go onto the street and I buy meth, for example, that's going to be pretty bad for me. And one reason for that is because of governmental laws and regulations that keep real chemists from making meth. Also, they have different chemicals and agents put into the precursors to try to prevent people from actually synthesizing and making the meth.
Hey, Jeff, can you do me a favor? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you back off your phone like maybe an inch or two?
Yeah. Is that better?
Not really, but thanks for trying. Keep going. Oh, we just lost him. I don't know what happened there. That's too bad.
He was probably trying to fix something and push the wrong button.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just so bad, the call quality there. You're welcome to try us back. Please, if you do intend to call Free Talk Live, take the time to install Skype on your phone. I swear, it just sounds so much better. Maybe I'm just spoiled. Maybe calls were always so bad. I think there's a problem.
Now, Free Talk Live, we take calls from anybody who wants to call in, and so, rather than screening, as so many shows do, they screen very thoroughly. You call in, you're never going to get on the air, that kind of thing. Free Talk Live, we do it a little different, and as a result, we're not keeping people off the air. The board op isn't keeping people off the air that otherwise might be kept off.
Yeah, I hope he can get on a better phone and get back on to talk about that. I don't know where he was going with that, and I don't know, Mark, unless you can speculate.
He was saying that Ross Ulbricht revolutionized some things on the internet, and I couldn't really disagree with him.
Yeah, I mean, the guy deserves an award rather than a prison cell.
Well,
I'll say that.
Pioneers take the arrows, man, and, he really made some mistakes.
So minimum wage, Mark, is it's up apparently in San Francisco. What do they do? $15?
It's $15 up from $11.05.
Okay, well, that's a big jump.
It's a big jump.
Yeah.
So independent bookstores have faced tough times for quite a while in San Francisco. The neighborhood businesses have been passionately protected. So it's hard to believe that an innovative initiative, passed by voters to raise minimum wage is driving a Mission District bookstore out of business. Now, this bookstore, apparently, they were, is my understanding, they had supported the increase in the minimum wage.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't say so in this story. San Francisco's minimum wage is currently $11.05 an hour. By July of 2018, the minimum wage in San Francisco will be $15 an hour. That increase is forcing Borderlands Bookstore to write its last chapter now. So
we'll come back and talk more about what's happening there. A lot of people believe in the minimum wage. They think that this is a great idea. We can just vote people more money. What's wrong with that? 855-450-FREE. If you are a minimum wage supporter and you are happy to see this bookstore go out of business, this is the cost of the minimum wage, but it's worth it, right? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You
Yeah, that's right. Say goodbye to your favorite bookstore if your favorite bookstore happened to be in San Francisco, called Borderlands Bookstore. Apparently, the folks in San Francisco have gone ahead and voted themselves in a $15 minimum wage, raising it from $11.05 an hour up to $15. Not quite a 50% increase, but yeah, it's darn close. I mean, imagine having your payroll, which is one of the biggest outlays for any business, biggest costs for any business. Imagine having that go up by nearly 50% in one fell swoop.
Especially when it's a bookstore, and people don't own bookstores to make a bunch of money.
No, it's a love of books. I mean, it's at this point, books are a dying industry.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's the way things go. Things change. We get the, what do they call it, the Kindles. I don't have these book reader things. I still like the actual paper books. I guess I'm old-fashioned like that. I like to be able to just kind of pick it up and put it down and
leave
it somewhere.
If you want a book, you can likely go on Amazon and get that book used.
Sure, that took a big chunk out of these stores' businesses.
Significantly
a long time
more cheaply.
Ago.
So, I mean, if you want to go and browse through books and find new things, well, I think bookstores are the best place to do that.
Minimum wage is a big issue. A lot of people, I don't think, really understand the damage that a minimum wage can do. And I want to talk more about the story. Mark, you brought this in from KGO out in San Francisco, but it's not just San Francisco where people are talking about having a higher minimum wage.
Seattle just raised theirs.
It's a conversation that's happening all over the place. Well, let's put that aside for a moment and talk about something just absolutely delicious that you can't live without this Valentine's Day. If she tells you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, what she means is, get me something for Valentine's Day. It's a secret. It's a kind of an open secret, right? That this is what people mean when they say those things?
I don't know whether I agree with
no?
that statement.
Well, you know, whether it's true or not, I don't think you can go wrong with Sherry's Berries.
Well, like, it doesn't matter whether if that's what your sweetheart, male or female, happens to say, they're going to like Sherry's
Berries.
That's
what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what they what doesn't matter what comes out of their mouth, unless it's I hate strawberries and chocolate. You really can't go wrong with Sherry's Berries this Valentine's Day. Giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. You can get them. It's over 40% savings, but you have to use code FTL when you go to berries.com. BERRIE .com. You've probably heard about Sherry's Berries elsewhere in the talk radio world. Use code FTL. Freak Talk Lives will get credit for your purchase, and that helps us out, and you'll get delicious berries. Plus, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you do have to use code FTL, and let me tell you, you want to double the berries. It's going to be so delicious, you'll want to share them, or maybe you won't want to share, and you'll just want to keep them all to yourself.
What's going to happen once you try one.
Yeah. So go with a double order. Go to berries.com. Get it done. Use code FTL and enjoy. They are just perfect. I mean, the strawberries they select are the top-of-the-line strawberries, and, of course, the gourmet chocolate. Topped with chocolate chips and decorative swizzle and nuts, white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. You really can't go wrong with this. Berries.com, code FTL. So, Mark, the story that you sent over to me here from San Francisco's KGO is that the minimum wage is going up. By July of 2018, minimum wage will be $15 per hour. So I guess they're staggering it upwards over time. And when actor Scott...
It's not exactly overnight.
Yeah. When actor Scott Cox took a job at Borderlands Books, he didn't do it for the money. He says, I've been a longtime customer of the store, and I love the people. I love the books. The work let him squeak by while nourishing his passion for sci-fi and fantasy. And it's cool when you can do something you love. You know, you can work in an industry that you enjoy, even if it's a dying industry.
Just about anybody will take less to do something they love.
Absolutely. Store owner Alan Beats says, quote, everyone who works here does this because they love books. They love stories, and they love being booksellers. That's why owner Beats found it so tough to post a sign in the front window that the store is closing. He says, we're going to be closing by the end of March. So not even really dragging it out. Borderlands was turning a small profit, about $3,000 last year. Then voters approved...
Last year.
That's correct, 2014. The voters then approved a hike in the minimum wage, a gradual rise from $10.75 up to $15 per hour. So he says by 2018, we'll be losing about $25,000 per year. And that's on his current numbers, likely. He's likely projecting out how well he did this year and then comparing to what his employee costs would change towards when you get to 2018, probably not factoring in what else is going to happen with people not buying books anymore.
Right.
Presumably that will accelerate by 2018.
It could be.
It's an unexpected plot twist for loyal customers. Customer Edward Valsillo said, "You know, I voted for the measure as well, the minimum wage measure. It's not something I thought would affect certain specific small businesses." I feel sad.
I voted for more government against people I didn't know, and it turns out more government's against me.
But wait a minute, Mark. He didn't think he was voting against people when he voted for the minimum wage. He thought he was voting for people. I mean, the way the minimum wage is pitched is that this is going to help the poorest of the poor. This is going to help the people who are just getting subsistence living. They're scraping by on minimum wage. This is how it's sold to people. Are you saying it's not that?
Well, it's precisely not that. We can see what happens is that the employee...
Well, we can see, but Edward here could not.
Well, he couldn't at the time, but here's an opportunity to take a look. You know, the stores that are on the edge, the employees that are on the edge, those are going to take a hit. The minimum wage isn't intended to provide a living wage for breadwinners. I'm not claiming that there aren't breadwinners making minimum wage, and I'm not claiming that they're not working for a job.
Very few.
Well, those are some older numbers. Now with the way the economy's retracted, there's certainly a lot more. But that's kind of another problem with the economy, with a minimum wage, is when the economy retracts, you can't downgrade wages. A lot of people took, from the high end to the low end, took wage hits from 2008, 2009, 2010.
That's true. Happened in our business, the radio business.
With the intention of keeping their jobs and continuing on and waiting for better times and all that stuff. But the minimum wage sort of knocks people out. The minimum wage is intended for high school kids who live at home mostly. Mm-hmm. It's intended, you know, people that don't have those marketable skills. I'd say non-English speakers that have come to the country recently, ex-convicts, you know, these kind of people. But when the market contracts and it wants to pay less to people, there's, you know, all the businesses are paying less, so there's downward pressure on wages, then there's a minimum wage. Those people just get knocked out. Because if you're paying a 25-year-old with a kid minimum wage, if there's a job open at minimum wage and there's a 25-year-old and a 15-year-old vying for that position, the chances are good you're going to take the 25-year-old just because they come with a better set of skills than the 15-year-old does.
Odds are good.
The 15-year-old hasn't had a chance to learn. The minimum wage is intended to be a learning wage.
Well, the people who support the minimum wage would say that it will still be a learning wage. They want to push all people's wages up.
Well, what are you going to do with the people who are 15, 16, 17 who aren't going to have jobs until they're 25?
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. How do you feel about this whole idea of the minimum wage? Because I think from what I understand about it, it's actually really damaging that it hurts. And this is one micro sort of example of what the minimum wage can do. In this case, it's raising his employee costs to the point where he just can't run this business anymore. Is that what you wanted to see when you voted for the minimum wage? This guy says that's not the case. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It'll be approved, and you'll be good to go calling us from that point forward on Skype. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live wants to give you a free, delicious pound of BuzzBox coffee. Now, BuzzBox coffee is unlike the other coffee. It's so much better than the stuff you're going to find at the store, and really better than the stuff you're going to get at the chain coffee stores, too. It's some of the best coffee you'll taste in your life. It's also significantly less costly to brew your coffee at home than it is to buy it at these chain stores. So, you know, all these things are great. Shade-grown coffee is better for you if you get the acid reflux. It's better for you. This is organic. It's not grown someplace where there's lead in the soil or they're using pesticides that, you know, maybe they wouldn't use in the United States. You don't have to worry about any of those things. What really makes it different, though, is that BuzzBox works with us to be able to give some of the proceeds to people around the world through Kiva.org. Not really give it, we loan it. Kiva gives out microloans, allows us to give out microloans, and these microloans go to people who are, you know, they know what they want. Better than we would, you know what they'd want. They know. So in one case, a guy needed to repair the engine on his taxi cab so he could, you know, get back to work, driving people around. Another guy was buying used appliances, fixing them and selling them in his community.
Another lady needed more cows, and that way she could do, you know, help more people, produce more milk, more meat. So if you want to help us, help others, get your free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's delicious shade-grown coffee. You'll enjoy it. And you pay the shipping, and you can cancel at any time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. There's a bookstore out in San Francisco that's shutting down because, well, they can't afford to pay their employees after the upcoming minimum wage increase. So talking about the idea of the minimum wage here, let's go to David, listening in Florida to WYOO. Hey, David.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
You know what? This whole thing about the minimum wage being increased and all, it's like the government and Congress is putting it onto people like, you know what, you're still going to keep the same crappy job, but you're going to get paid better. You know,
and that's what they're saying, yeah.
And basically it's like, okay, you're no better, you can't find a better job, so we're going to increase your pay. That way it makes you feel better. You can go sing a rose garden and just...
But it'll only be for a little while, though, David. I mean, when they get that increased paycheck, it'll feel good for a short bit.
Yeah,
but
what's going to happen to the businesses and all that when they have to increase their prices?
Exactly.
And everything to match. So you take some guy working at Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King. Okay, yeah, a minimum wage job is a starter job. It doesn't mean you have to stay there, and this is the stigma that people get into. It's like, work this job, work it better. Maybe there's a management position that pays more. Or maybe there, while you're doing this, you know what? Look for a higher paying job. Go back to school. Get some education. Do something. Just, you don't have, nobody says that you have to stay in this job. And no, you can't make it on, you know, and you can't make it on a minimum wage pay. You just can't.
Why? Right. I mean, that's something to buy, MP3s and stuff
not
while you're living
at
home.
You certainly couldn't make it on your own. You might be able to make it with a number of roommates, maybe.
Yeah, a lot
right.
of roommates.
I mean, because even though, you know, because it takes my wife and I both two jobs to sustain, even though, you know, we've worked in our positions for a while, for years, and we've gotten increases, but, you know, I didn't start out, you know, I started out at minimum wage, and I did a good job, and they increased my pay as the years went on.
Yeah, I think that attitude goes a long way in getting out of a minimum wage job. At least that's how it was for me. I can't speak to everybody's situation. I try to look at the economics of it, but really, if you act like you want the next position up. And I don't mean you're asking for it and begging for it and all that stuff. You're,
right.
you're delighted to be there. You're
showing up
ready,
on time.
Yeah, ready
late.
To do that extra, go that extra mile, you know, yeah. that person. Yeah, there's bosses that'll use and abuse that. There's no doubt about it. I don't want to work for
right.
those people. You need to go to the next place if you're dealing with those kind of folks. But
right,
usually that behavior's rewarded.
Yeah, because usually, because I'm a site supervisor and everything, and you know, I've had people tell, "Well, we're not going to get we got to work these hours and everything." I'm like, "Well, I can make more doing this doing somewhere else." I'm like, "Well, go somewhere else then."
David, you know, thanks for your call tonight.
Don't stay here and complain about it.
I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number, if you'd like to chime in here, 855-450-FREE. It's putting people out of work, and for those people who are still employed, their money, this newfound money that's on that paycheck, isn't going to go any further over time. Immediately, they'll probably see some sort of an effect, but over time, prices are going to go up. If the price of the minimum wage goes up at a job that, you know, that's all they pay, like a candy store or something, the price of candy in that store is going to go up.
Well, I mean, just think about it this way at a business. If you guys could vote yourself higher wages, likely you'd continue to do it. Take a look at Congress for a second.
Yeah,
they
sure.
do that all the time. But at some point, unlike Congress, you can't do it because Congress has the ability to, well, I'd say they have the ability to tax you, but they've already done that. They're $18 trillion in debt. They're really taxing your great-grandchildren who aren't even born yet. But besides that, you know, the business can either sustain higher personnel costs or it can't. And
yep.
if it can, that means it doesn't have enough competition.
Let's go to Nick. He's in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Nick.
Hey, I think that the minimum wage hike is just going to put everybody that's living on the brink out of their misery.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there won't be any job for them, so there won't be any reason for them to hang on, and so they'll just disappear. I've seen it happen.
They'll disappear? You mean they'll commit suicide?
No, they'll literally fall off the planet.
How do you do that exactly?
I don't know what you're...
Sort of sci-fi movie.
These are analogies you're making. We don't really get them.
Okay. During the last economic contraction...
Yes.
People I have known have mysteriously died.
Okay. Wow, me more. What does that mean? Like, give me an example of a mysterious death.
Okay, like my fiance.
All right.
She was always on the brink. She was an at-risk person with learning disabilities. She was 49 years old. And when the contraction hit, there just wasn't any more life in the economy around here to sustain her.
Hmm.
And when you get people who have lived off minimum wage or living in their parents' home on the brink of life, and you make these economic manipulations, expect to lose them.
Well, you didn't really answer the question. I mean, I understand it might be hard to talk about why your fiance died, but you didn't really explain what happened to her. You said that, you know, the economy went bad. She was in a kind of a crappy job, and
it took the life out of her.
It took the life out of her. Is she still alive? Is she physically alive? I'm not really sure.
She is physically dead. She died.
What happened to her? Why did she die? What was the cause of death? You said it was mysterious.
Heart attack.
Okay.
Heart attack.
So, like, yeah, well, you know, I believe that people do die of broken hearts. I will give, I suppose that there's credence to that.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the story tonight, Nick. I appreciate it. I wouldn't have necessarily called that mysterious. If you know the cause of death, then technically it's not a mysterious death. So not as mysterious, but do you think he was onto something, Mark, with the idea that the minimum wage, you know, might have bumped her out, or the economic downfall might have contributed to a heart condition?
I think that people can die of a broken heart, sure. I mean, you know, you have to have a will to live, and if you don't, then things aren't going to go particularly well.
You can push through, right? Like, I think that this is obviously not happening to a lot of people. Otherwise, we'd be losing people left and right. I don't know what his experience has been, but our experience, at least here being in New Hampshire, was that it wasn't so bad, I don't think. I mean, New Hampshire had the lowest unemployment of the entire Northeast.
Right, so let's not trumpet that too much. I mean,
855, 450, free. Well, it's a reason if you love the ideas of freedom that you might want to consider moving here. It's Free Talk Live, freestateproject.org. Learn more there.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. The minimum wage, it's back in the news, killing a bookstore, at least one of them that we know about, in San Francisco. They've announced they're closing their doors rather than increase the wage they're paying their employees. So now their employees, as of, about another 3 weeks, will be unemployed. And they'll be looking for work, which, of course, will be even harder to find because the minimum wage will have gone up. And as we've seen over time, the minimum wage tends to kill jobs. You know, I want to make sure I'm clear on something. I want to apologize for what I said in the last segment, Mark. It might have sounded callous, and I didn't want to seem callous to people who've been having a tough time during the recession. We had a caller who said that he believes his girlfriend might have died of a heart condition as a result of having a tough economic circumstance a few years ago. And I don't want to seem callous to that. What I had said was that things aren't so bad. And what I meant by that was, well, you know, certainly what happened in the late aughts was nothing in comparison to the Great Depression, right, where people actually were starving. I don't think anybody starved to death, for instance.
Well, it was the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. And what you need to consider is there was there was a wealth momentum that existed that didn't exist in the Great Depression. I mean, people were still very agrarian back then. There's some complications as far as drought too.
Sure.
So, I mean, people were starving. Nobody starved. Very few people starved. In the United States. If you starve in the United States, likely.
You mean during the Great Depression or the recent one?
No, the recent one.
Okay.
Yeah, likely there was some factor beyond the economy that caused starvation. If you starved to death in the United States from 2008 till now.
Yeah, I realized what I was saying didn't come out the way I was intending to say it. I wanted to basically say that if you are having a tough time, and people still are, there are still a lot of people that are having difficult times economically out there, you know, please don't get down. Don't kill yourself or feel too depressed about it. I mean, you're still living in a really great time in the world to live. I mean, there's so much to really appreciate about the world today, and I can understand that it's hard to find those things when you don't have the bill. bills getting paid at the end of the month. It can be hard to focus on gratitude, for instance, when you're wondering if your power is going to get shut off.
Yeah, when you're constantly worried, and it is difficult to be grateful for the really great things you have in life. I know from experience, certainly been there.
So I just wanted to clarify that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to call about the minimum wage or whatever's on your mind, let's talk to Vinny listening in Montana to KPRK. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, you know that last caller when he said that people just disappear off the face of the earth during tough times? It's absolutely true, and it's verified by facts. 7 million people died during the Great Depression. You'll never hear that statistic quoted. But they died of starvation. They died of dust pneumonia. They died of depression. They died of just a number, plethora of causes that caused people to give up hope. And they just disappear off the face of the earth, just like he said.
It's a weird way to say it, though, right? Because, I mean, unless you don't have any family or friends and you're a complete recluse, hermit, shut-in kind of person, then you're not just going to disappear off the face of the earth. I mean, after you haven't seen somebody that you regularly see for a while, presumably you might pick up the phone and try to give them a call, maybe go knock on their door. I mean, eventually somebody's going to know.
Just look around any big major city in this country, and you'll see people that have that are detached from family and friends. They're called homeless people, and they're all over there by the thousands.
They have networks, too, though. I mean, homeless people have, you know, friends and enemies and traveling companions. Things like that. But you're making a point. I mean, there's no doubt there are people who are disconnected. I remember there was a story, I think it was in Great Britain, where they there was some old lady whose house or apartment they went into for whatever reason. I forget what it was, but they finally went into this lady's apartment. It looked like it had looked in the 1950s. She apparently had passed away in the 70s or something like that. And, you know, just piles of dust everywhere. The place was immaculately, you know, it hadn't been
preserved.
No one had been in there, and she essentially was mummified in that room because nobody knew, you know, nobody knew her, nobody came in there, nobody interacted with her. Certainly those people do exist. I don't think they were all 7 million of the people who died in the Great Depression.
Yeah, especially with auto pay on bills now, that could happen. But there is a website out there now called Deagle.com. It's kind of a combination between the CIA fact book and Jane's military. It's got a lot of military information, a lot of world information. But if you go out, they're projecting a economic collapse in the Western world. And if you look at their population projections, they're projecting that by 2025, the population of the United States will drop from 340 million to 69 million.
Where are they going to go?
I think you better take a look at the website.
What? How do you spell Deagle?
D-E-A-G-L-E. com.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, not everybody's got internet access. I mean, can you summarize kind of the point of the site? What are they getting at?
Well, this is a very professional, very well done site. This isn't just some crackpots. They're projecting that an economic event, and this is not a nuclear event. This is not a biological event. They're projecting that we're going to go through such a catastrophic economic collapse when the dollar disappears, when the dollar is no longer.
I just don't buy that stuff. I mean, I appreciate the call, Vinny, and thank you for making it tonight.
So why not? The dollar's going to disappear, though, right? The
right.
Dollar's going to economically collapse.
I hope that it does. I mean, gosh, it can't happen soon enough.
Don't expect things to be nice when it happens.
I'm not saying it will be nice, but I'm sorry. I just believe in the marketplace. I believe that the people in the market will solve the problems that are presented by the government. I mean, the government is the one. The governments of the world are the ones that put us in this position. Right now, you look to Venezuela. Now, they are having a tough time, and it's not easy.
They're in full collapse.
Right. It's not easy to get basics in Venezuela. I've got an article tonight about a $755 condom pack in Venezuela. The prices there are ridiculous, but a lot of that has more to do with government meddling than anything else. And, of course, like in the Soviet Union, in Venezuela, the black market is thriving. And so there are ways to get the things you need, just not through the official channels. And I'm not saying it'll be easy necessarily, but to predict that hundreds of millions of hundreds of millions of people are going to perish.
Well, I don't think he said that. He said that the population of the United States was going to diminish by about 250 million people. Now, they could just move to China or something. I mean, I don't know.
Good point. That could all be a migration, but that seems unlikely.
It's incredible.
Considering the immigration policies are not exactly welcoming in most places in the world.
Being in the libertarian community for going on 10 years now, about 10 years, I have heard many predictions of the economic collapse of the, you know, world economic system or whatever over and over again. And I, at this point, I take, you know, I raise an eyebrow and I listen. I want to hear, but I don't really believe. I don't know what it's going to look like. Yes, there's going to be an economic collapse of the U.S. dollar. We've never had an economic collapse of a world reserve currency before. I don't know what it's going to look like. It should be interesting, and I sincerely hope we're all prepared for it, but I don't know when. We don't know when, and we don't know what it's going to look like, and we don't know how it's going to play out. I hope that international value-based currencies like Bitcoin are going to soften that collapse. But at this point, Bitcoin isn't robust enough to handle that. It's growing, and it's continuing to get more and more market share. More and more transactions are taking place in the Bitcoin network, but
this Eagle guy looks like a fearmonger to me. I mean, a quick Google of his name results in all kinds of crazy coming up. It seems like he's definitely part of the conspiracy movement, and that to me just automatically throws his legitimacy into question. Not that I find mainstream media to be legitimate either, but, you know, anybody can...
Everybody believes conspiracies. Yeah. It just depends on the conspiracies you happen to believe. And at some point it feels like some are taking advantage of people that are willing to believe the conspiracy.
Bryce is with us in Marion, Illinois, listening to Monster Radio 1150. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. I was just going to chime in on the minimum wage discussion.
Please do.
Just say that not only is it going to be a hardship for small businesses, it'll also be a challenge for those who make a little bit more than minimum wage as everything rises in prices. McDonald's knows how to make a dollar, and their prices are going to rise accordingly with the minimum wage increase. It seems like to me it would hurt those who make a dollar or two more up to about $10 more an hour above the minimum wage standard.
Because it will apply upward pressure on pricing? Is that why?
Yeah.
It's going to make the cost of living a little more difficult for people. Not only that, it's also an insult to people who, let's say you've been at a job in, again, San Francisco is planning on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next few years.
Yeah.
If you're
making
$15?
Yeah.
Right, you're making $15 and all the newbies at the store were making $10, and then all of a sudden the guys who are newbies are making the same amount you are. Did the boss give you a raise too? In a lot of cases, the other employees...
They can't afford the raise.
Right. In a lot of cases, the other employees won't get it. Bryce, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Our toll-free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Even though the government does it, you really can't print money and expect it to make money come out of nowhere and have no consequences.
A trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.